2. A short boat ride later, Princess Courtney arrived at Camp Pop. The camp director welcomed everyone.
"I'm Finn Oxford," he said. "Who is ready to rock?"
There was no doubt about it. Courtney was in the wrong place. She made her way through the crowd.
"Watch where you're going," a girl with wild punk hair snapped.
"My apologies," Courtney said. "I'm a bit lost."
"No kidding," the girl said. "Looks like Cinderella took a wrong turn at the ball."
Courtney felt stung.
"Don't worry about Sloane," said a younger boy. He nodded toward the mean girl.
"Yeah," said a girl who was with him. "She's super talented and super grumpy."
Courtney smiled. "Would you two mind pointing me toward the office?" The boy and girl showed her the way. At least not everyone at Camp Pop was mean. In the office, Courtney explained her situation to Finn Oxford and his assistant, Stevie.
"It looks like there's been some type of clerical glitch," Finn said. "But it's kind of late. Stevie will set you up with lodging for one night, 2 at the most."
Courtney forced a smile. She followed Stevie across camp to a sleek, modern building. She heard music pumping. Stevie pointed to a room with a glass door. 2 girls were inside, surrounded by musical instruments.
"Hello," Courtney called.
A girl wearing glitzy pink cowboy boots looked up from her guitar.
"Come on in," she said. "Make yourself at home. I'm Raina, and this is Zia."
She pointed to the girl next to her, who was wearing headphones.
"Pleased to meet you," Courtney said.
She could feel her new roommates checking out her gown.
"What's your music style?" Zia asked.
"I don't really have one," Courtney admitted. "I'm a princess."
"Whoa," Zia said. "Am I supposed to bow?"